Ah, there he is, just as planned. Time to start the show. I'm sorry, sir, but we close in 10 minutes. Could I help you find something? Yes, we do have a nice section on human sexuality. Over here. We have... let's see. Ah, we have the Illustrated Kama Sutra, a very popular book. Then there's the Classic Book of Sex. And one of my personal favorites, the Book of 365 Sex Positions. Plus, there are sex coupons and games here to liven up your daily sex life. At any rate, I just leave you to browse for a few minutes and... I don't understand. You did come here for a reason, didn't you? I mean, you immediately asked for sex books. What do you mean? Something compelled you to walk in? Like what? Well, that's interesting. Are you sure you're feeling well? Okay, sorry, I just thought... Anyway, so you don't want to look at sex books. You do, but not exactly. I'm afraid I still don't understand. Oh, are you all right? What? You look like you're gonna faint. Let me get you to this chair so you can... Oh, no. Stupid. Shit. Sir? Oh, good. You're waking up. Oh, you gave me such a fright. Are you feeling better? Yeah, you were out for about 15 minutes. I didn't call anyone because you seem to be sound asleep. I did pull out your wallet just in case you got worse and I needed to call someone. Here, you can have it back now that you're awake. I assure you, nothing is missing. Oh, yes, I had to close the shop. But here, I brought you a cup of water. You're welcome. I don't often get visitors after hours. It just seemed to be the right thing to do. Why are you looking at me like that? Well, thank you. It's very kind of you. My ex never said something as nice as that. But I have a confession to make, and you won't believe a bit of it. Of that, I am certain. Well, this bookstore has been around for over 200 years. Look at it. Some of the shelves are from the original shop. It's a bit spruced up since then, of course. Oh, right. The confession. Oh. Well, do you believe in magic or... the supernatural? No. No, I wouldn't have expected you to believe it. You seem like the button-up atheist type. Well, you said earlier that something compelled you to come in here. Well, that something was me. It was I who compelled you to walk in. How indeed. That's the trick about magic and the supernatural. You don't need any faith at all. It's easily spotted if you know what to look for. Anyway, I've been watching you cross my shop for quite some time. You even came in once to buy a newspaper. But mostly, you'd pass by with this busy determination. Do you see this? Hiding in my jeans? To you, it's a piece of cylindrical wood, tapered to a point. But to me, it's a wand. Of course I'm being serious. Ever seen the Harry Potter books or movies? Complete rubbish, if you ask me, but it did one thing for us that no other book series has done. It brought countless people of magic-wielding ability to us. Oh, right. Again, the confession. You keep getting sidetracked. Well, there's a spell called Distance Recall. Don't remember its formal name. But I cast it on you some time ago and it told me several things about you. The important one was that you were married. I realized I was wasting my time, so I stopped. That is, until yesterday. You weren't walking in a determined way. Not at all. In fact, you looked lost. It almost seemed like you didn't care when you came home. So, before you got out of range, I cast the recall spell again, and I found that you were getting divorced and you were lonely. I was very sad to see that. But my enthusiasm took hold of me and I developed a plan to get you to walk into my store. So, just this morning, I cast a spell on the whole store. We simply call it the hook. It was meant for only one person, you. When you walked by, you were under my spell and you walked in. The only thing is it was too powerful and you fainted as a result. I'm so sorry about that. I hadn't cast the hook spell in so long that I gave it a little more oomph to it. But I'm glad you're here. Now we can meet officially. I'm Delilah, and I already know your name. No, dear. I don't need a wand. I could use my hands if I wanted. Bad ones are good for pinpoint accuracy. It's very much like how a needle and thread can be poked through a specific hole in the fabric, the very same way that a sledgehammer cannot. Anyway, when I found you were lonely, I took my chance. And here you are. Now, I must tell you that the spell that got you in here is now completely gone. You are under your own power and can control your destiny. If you choose, you may stand up and walk out of here. I could stop you, but I won't. If you decide to leave, I will respect your decision. However, if you want to stay, and you'd like to get to know me better, if you'd like to feel the touch of a woman who knows how to please a man, you are not only welcome, but encouraged. I think you're by far the most handsome man I've ever seen in this area. And since your eyes have been dropping down to look at my body, I think you want to stay. Oh, my t-shirt? Yeah, it's a Toni Morrison quote. If there's a book that you want to read but it hasn't been written yet, then you must write it. Yeah, I may be a witch, but I'm a t-shirt and jeans kind of gal. So, now that we have the pleasantries taken care of, and you don't seem to be interested in leaving, let me tell you what I want from you. I want you to take your own wand out and fuck me. Right here, right now. Holy shit. Yes, take me. I want it rough. Hold me down, stud. Give it to me. I'm all yours. This is your time to release your loneliness and grab what's right in front of you. I want you to fuck me hard. That was my favorite shirt you ripped up. You owe me a new one. But God, that was hot. And look, no bra. I wanted to see your face when you saw these hard nipples poking through my t-shirt. And I wasn't disappointed. Oh shit. That's right. Oh my God. Your mouth. My tits are so sensitive. Sending shivers through me. Give me your lips, stud. This is more than I imagined it to be. Holy shit. You don't waste time. That's right. Slip that hand underneath my jeans and... Oh, fuck. You know how to make a woman feel really good down there. Fuck yes. Come here. Fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Let's take these pants off. Nope. No pennies either. I was hoping that you'd find me attractive and want to fuck me. Good guess, huh? Oh, that's right. Oh, that's right. Finger your naked witch. I'm all yours, baby. Yeah, take me like it took you. Okay, let's get you undressed. There's no fucking way I'm gonna be the only one being stimulated here. You have a sexy body. Oh, I love the way you look. You're not like these ripped douchebags that hit on me. You're cerebral, thoughtful, caring. And I know know you can fuck like a banshee. But first, you lay down on the floor. Drag these pants off and... Oh, yes. Yes. Ah, that's the perfect size. I was hoping you weren't too big. I'm no size queen. Ah, with your cock is perfect in length and girth. Big enough to fill me without punching me in the kidneys. Okay, now wait till you feel a witch's blowjob. Once you go witch, you'll never switch. Oh my god. Oh, you're at the back of my throat, but I can deep throat you. Watch. Again, perfect size for me. I'm only a tiny witch, you know. Just let me stroke you for a bit and look you in the eyes. Do you feel less lonely now? Yeah? Well, I'm glad to help. I'm feeling pretty good too. Long. No. Lay back and let me suck you off some more. Would you like a little extra? Like fingers in your ass? I sensed you like that. Would you like it now? Oh, good. I didn't want to force myself on you. First, one finger. Fuck. I just felt you get harder. I see your eyes are closed. That good, huh? Aren't I the best you've ever had? And you haven't even gotten to fuck me yet. Putting a second finger in your ass. Just relax and let your loving witch make you feel good. Oh, watch it. Just scooped me up. Where are we going? You want to fuck me where? In the poetry section? How romantic. Didn't realize you were a poetry fan. No. Back over there. You really haven't been this far into the store, haven't you? Oh, okay. Lay me down here, on my back. What are you doing? Picking out a book. Oh, what's this? Turn to page 20. Rocky Band's The Rapture of Us? You want me to read this now? Okay. I can. Ah! Fuck! That's deep! Oh! Okay. Okay. I read, but God damn you! It's whirling all around me. Red, then blue, then yellow, then gold. So intense. I melt into it. Then I explode. I climb so high. Lost in the sensation. I succumb to your passionate creation. Holy shit, you're fucking me so good. Keep going. I cry out in pleasure. My body's on fire. I cling to your scent. Hunger feeding my desire to taste and lick, to touch and flick. I scorch a path along skin that is slick. Oh, you feel so good. Your body, I adore. Your skin, amazing. I have to explore. I'm caught up, baby. Your body against mine. Show me you crave me. Let your body define. Don't hold back. Let your passion flow. Fuck. Movement with me. Let your actions show. Holy shit, baby. Holy fuck me. Fuck me harder. Harder. Oh. Climbing. Climbing that pinnacle. Reaching together. Oh, desire whirling intense. Ah. We're on the edge. Reaching and grabbing. Almost there. I feel it. The anticipation. That sense of elation. We explode over the edge of fire. That's it, baby. Lay on top of me. Lay on top while I finish reading. Hearts beating wildly. Sweat intermixed. Hot and dazed. Completely spent. Limbs intertwined. Our bodies ebb into relaxation. Our desires fed. Sleep invites us. We tenderly kiss. We both succumb, satisfied and content. Rest now, baby. Oh. What a wonderful poem. I might have to enchant that book to make anyone who picks it up feel how I feel right now. So, how about I take you back to my place where we can have dinner and go for another round? But this time, my poetry. I write some erotic poetry myself. And I guarantee you won't last through any of them. And thank you for choosing to stay. I promise I won't ever use my powers against you. Only for you. Satisfied and content, huh? Indeed.